How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Braves in Major League Baseball, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home at markspain.com. And by Window Nation, visit windownation.com for your free consultation today. From the Diamond with Grant McCauley, Sundays on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Grant has just tweeted out something that I think some of us could have anticipated. Ronald Acuna's thumb is fine. He is going to start tonight in right field and lead off for the Atlanta Braves. They're back home just for a quick whistle stop against the Washington Nationals. Now, the Nationals are the one team in baseball that scored more runs than the Braves this year. Braves are second in runs scored. They have 276 on the year. The Nationals have scored 280. Unfortunately for the Nationals, or fortunately for us, they can't stop anybody else from scoring. They've given up 296 runs on the year, which is the most allowed in Major League Baseball. And as a result, they're way behind the Braves in the standings. So they score a lot of runs. They just can't stop anybody else from scoring. So that's good. So hopefully the Braves behind Bryce Elder can get it going tonight with Ronald Acuna back at the top of the lineup. Braves come back home after knocking off the Marlins, taking three straight, lose the first one 12-0, and still end up outscoring the Marlins in the four-game series because they outscored them 26-8 the final 3 days. But maybe I'm wrong here, but did anybody else watch? The Marlins are just an utter disaster in the field. It's like, okay, I know we had a bummer game in the opener, but that dude's gone. The rest of the time, it's like a fiasco out there for the Marlins. Dom Smith's getting little league home runs. You know, Money Mike's teeing off twice yesterday. I mean, so, hey, we'll take it. Again, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier. The Braves are 35-16. They lead in virtually every category from a team standpoint in Major League Baseball. You know, they're top five in every category. They're top two. They lead in runs, home runs, RBIs, wins, you know, quality starts, batting average, hits, this, that. I mean, the Braves are doing it offensively. And they're, by the way, also untold is they're playing pretty damn good defense. So, which is one of their hallmarks, an underrated hallmark of the Braves, that they are very good defensively. And so to have that team out there doing, and they're doing it with all these guys dinged up, you know, and both of their starting catchers are dinged up again. You know, hopefully we get Drake back before too long. I got to tell you, Sean Murphy, I've sort of given up on. I don't think we're ever going to see that dude healthy. He comes back, has two at-bats, goes out. It's like, okay, well, you know, I think I'm just done here. That dude can't stay healthy. And we haven't even seen the best of this team because we still have to get some starters back, at least two, maybe three if Lopez can round back into form. We still haven't seen, obviously, the best of Ronald Acuna Jr. For that matter, I mean, Austin Riley's played pretty well, played really well defensively. He's gotten some key hits here, but he's not killing it. You know, I mean, he's doing really well, but, you know, I mean, he's got a lot more upside than that. Baldwin and Harris and Olson, you know, those three, and to some degree Ozzie, though he's cooled a little bit. My point isn't to go over it player by player. Bench has been really good. Dom Smith obviously has had a huge impact on this team. Eli White's giving you some nice moments. Their bullpen's really good. I mean, there's a lot to like. I look at the Braves and I go, boy, I don't even think that they've really coalesced yet with all the injuries and, you know, and never really, have they had a game where they had their team all out there at once? Maybe like opening day, maybe where they had, well, I don't even know then that they had their full complement of players out there at the same time. And they've had different guys get hot, you know, for different stretches. Ozzie got hot for a while. You know, Olsen's been hitting all year, but Drake got hot. He's been hitting all year, but now suddenly Money Mike is hot, and Riley's been kind of Dow Jonesing on the map there a little bit. But if they ever get everybody on the same page, and June is the month when the Braves like to really hit, it's kind of historically their great month, everybody's looking at the Braves going, when are the Braves going to cool off? And I'm going, well, I'm not even sure the Braves have gotten hot yet. I think they're playing really well. But if I ever looked at them and say, boy, they're just on a tear. I mean, for most teams in Major League Baseball, what the Braves have done over the first 51 games is a tear. For this Braves team, I'm not sure that it is. So now suddenly they're on pace at the moment for 111 wins. All right, Dady and Oren. 35-16, on pace for 111 wins. The franchise record's 106. What do you now set the over-under? And by the way, if the Braves play, I think it's one game over 500 the rest of the way of the year, they'll get 90 wins. What do you now say if you're a Braves fan? I think actually 91 wins. What would you say if you look at the Braves now, Oren? What is the over-under that you would set on the number of regular season wins for the Braves?
I'm putting it at like 102.
Day-Day, what would you put it at?
I was kind of thinking a little lower, but I was thinking like 95.
95?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen, sure. You know, I mean, that'd be like 60 and what, 51 or something like that? You know, nine games over the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and that could, by the way, that could be the number that it happens. But you start to look at this and think, you know, if you play like one game over 500, you're going to be north of 90 wins. Even though there's so much time left here, you're looking at this team going, how are they not going to make the playoffs? And of course they are. Now you got to win the division. I think 100 wins is certainly in the chatter here. And you go back to this, Oren, because you mentioned 102, right? You go back to this at the beginning of the year. I'd have to go look in Vegas as to what the over-under was on the Braves wins. Guaranteeing you wasn't 102.
Probably not, no.
Maybe 92.5. That may have been it.
They had decent odds to decent NL champion odds, I would say. Behind the Dodgers, of course, but.
Now we're looking at this team and saying, you know, why wouldn't you win 100 games plus? And I think you're right. I'm going to set the over-under at an even 100 because there's no reason they shouldn't win 100 games.
It was 86 to start the season.
86?
86 and a half, yeah.
Wow. 86 and a half. Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel good about saying 95 and saying 102 because I think they're probably going to past the 95. 102 is not far a far reach either if I'm you know, being honest with myself.
Well, you know, they keep winning series like this, and again, this is the reason they haven't been hot, is that they win series like they did against Miami, where they gave up a game and lost 12-0, or they go to Los Angeles and burn the first game of that series and then beat their brains in the second two games and everybody forgets they did that. You know, and then everybody wants to say, well, your schedule's not all that tough. I'm like, well, what do you want us to say? You play everybody on your schedule. You know, you're playing the Cubs. You're playing the Dodgers. You're playing these teams that are supposedly, you know, oh, they're the hottest team in baseball. And you take 2 out of 3 from them and 2 out of 3 from them and 2 out of 3 from everybody. And all they're doing is winning series after series after series. It's like there's an old saying, you know, in baseball about winning series. Because if you win every series, if you just go out and win series after series after series, you're going to win over 100 games. So that's what the Braves are doing. None of which entails anything like, you know, the love that the Cubs got from the national media for being the first team, I don't know, in like the first team since Ty Cobb was, you know, a teenager, that the Cubs were the first team to have two separate 10-game win streaks in the first 40 games of the year, okay? They were the two separate 10-game win streaks in the first 40 games of the year, and they were going crazy over that. Problem for the Cubs was they had those two 10-game win streaks in the first 40 games. They still didn't have the best record in baseball. Now, that belonged to the Braves, who didn't have a 10-game win streak. They just go out and win. Yeah, we'll take 3 out of 4 here and 3 out of 4 there and 2 out of 3 here and 2 out of 3 there. Now, if they do get hot and rattle off 15 wins in a row or something, by God, this thing could be over midway through the season. You're going to be like, oh, okay, this might be over. I know, I get it. Look, it's parade or bust right now, isn't it, guys? Oren, this, whatever your hopes were for the Braves, hey, it's got to be, you got to make the playoffs after, especially the last couple of years, you got to make the playoffs, right? Beginning of the year, would you have said, if I said to you, Day-Day, Oren, at the beginning of the year, the Braves' goal is to make the playoffs and hopefully, like they did when they won the World Series against the Astros, get hot in the postseason, right? Yeah. That would have been the goal.
Yeah, that would have been the goal.
Not the goal no more. This is parade or bust, correct?
It feels like still, it should be. Go ahead.
Yes and no. Yes, and since where they are at right now. But then again, John, I mean, it's May. And what was it? The Mets, was it last year or the year before last where they started off and they were, I don't know how many games above 500 and faded and didn't make the playoffs to end the season. So,
right.
Like a parade would be nice at this point to think about. But it's also May and there's a lot of season left to go. And like, we still don't know what this – I mean, there's still – guys out in this rotation, still got guys out in the lineup right now. Like, this team hasn't been put together yet, so I mean, theoretically, guys could come back, swelling back up, and he could come back, and we could regress. That as unfortunate.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As that sounds. I don't want to put that evil out there.
Schwellenbach, Hurst and Waldrop. You don't think that you're going to use some of these guys and these young pitchers to make a big, bold move at the before the trade deadline? I think they will. I think they're bringing another bat in here. I don't know why everybody thinks the Mike Trout thing is necessarily dead. I don't. I mean, if you're Mike Trout, I know you don't want to leave the OC. I get it. But at the same time, do you want to ring Mike or not?
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.